relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Children can live or to go into the dark. We must either love each other or we must die.
Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
For those of you who are too young to remember or who aren't amateur historians, that was a true campaign ad that aired across our nation on the evening of September the 7th, 1964. It's really when political messaging changed forever. Because with that ad, the incumbent President Lyndon Johnson and that three-year-old girl used as a pawn threatened the following. If you vote for Barry Goldwater, the conservative alternative, then you will be electing a genocidal maniac into the White House who will trigger nuclear Armageddon. It's called the Daisy Chain ad today, and it changed political communications across the globe forever. It was an example of ultimate dirty tricks. Why do I bring it up today? I love history, but this is a news radio talk show. I bring it up to you because if you thought that was despicable, well, now they've gone even lower. There is a group of frustrated beta males called the Lincoln Project. They say they're conservatives, but not one of them is a conservative. None of them are conservatives. They are grifters. They are individuals who take money from left-wing billionaires. Yes, radical, left-wing, big tech, Silicon Valley billionaires who hate the president and the fact that he loves this country. And the Lincoln Project has launched an advertisement, a political smear commercial. It's really hard to credit. It's hard to believe for what it does or attempts to do with the president. They paint him as a socialist. Yes, you heard me right. As a socialist dictator bent on mass murder. To indicate to you the severity, the enormity of the last 7 days of this, the most consequential election, not for America, that doesn't cut it. As one of our Australian listeners, a listener in Australia texted me this morning, this is the most important, the most consequential election in our civilization's history. This proves how serious the stakes are. Let's play this disgusting smear ad against the president from a bunch of cowards. Eric, play video.
Socialist authoritarians all start the same way. Boastfully, strutting like a rooster, posing for cameras. Prancing before adoring crowds. Promises of prosperity and justice. Then, the persecution of faith and dissent. The propaganda. Enemies lists. Informers. The secret police. The knock on the door. The stolen lands, homes, and dreams of generations. Yes, authoritarians always start the same. That's why more and more people are saying, Trump is just English for Castro.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Now, where to begin? First things first, I thought he was a Nazi and a fascist. Why is he now a socialist? I'll explain. But for those who aren't watching us on YouTube, and if you haven't seen the video, that video shows Cubans, pro-democracy Cubans, being killed in a firing squad. There's no edits. They show them being shot to death. A regime that is a socialist, communist regime killing Cubans who wanted a free Cuba. This is a bit hard for me because my father was about to get a death sentence from a communist regime. And thanks to the intervention of a powerful member of his family, instead, at the age of 20, he got a life sentence. He'd already been tortured. The marks of that torture would stay on his body for the rest of his life. And then he got a life sentence. I did an interview recently in my home, and somebody DM'd me from England, and they saw in the background a miner's lamp. And they DM'd me and said, why have you got a miner's lamp in your living room? My dad used to be a miner in the north of England. Well, so did mine. But he was a prisoner. He was a slave for a communist regime in a coal mine for 2 years. Until he was liberated in the glorious revolution of 1956. That ad is targeting the Cuban Americans of Miami and Florida. It'll fail, you scum, you utter scum. Yeah, you, Steve Schmidt. All of you at the Lincoln Project and your ilk, Bill Kristol, Rick Wilson. Because Americans know, you mentioned the secret police. You mentioned enemies lists in that ad. And Americans know who used the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI to illegally spy on American citizens. Citizens like me and the president, in the Trump campaign, the Trump transition team, and in the White House. Americans know who had a real enemies list, such as Susan Rice, Obama's national security advisor, who unmasked more American citizens illegally in signals intelligence intercepts than any other American politician before her. Americans know that it was your president, it was Obama, it was Vice President Biden that created enemies lists that the IRS was to use to target, including patriots and Tea Party organizations. You are worse than the filth on the sole of our shoe. And that is why we must win. The people who think Che Guevara is cool want Americans to believe the president is a new Castro-like dictator. You mustn't let them win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. How did he send us that message? He's live now in Lansing, Michigan. Just landed, giving one of three addresses today. Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska. And what's Sleepy Creepy doing? He's just hopped over into Georgia because that's all he can take. A perfect day, just the day after the confirmation of a third Supreme Court Associate Justice. Who do we have on the line? We have the author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country. You know her better as Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. Senator Blackburn, welcome back to America First.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be with you. Thanks.
We have to discuss a very special event that occurred last night. We have to discuss a very important event that's going to happen tomorrow. But first, I understand you've seen this disgusting attack ad from the so-called conservatives of the Lincoln Project that paints the president as a dictator akin to Castro. May I ask you for your reaction?
This is the kind of thing that gives politics a bad name. And people know that President Trump is there to trust them, to believe in them, to get this nation back on track. He made promises. He kept promises. And how interesting. He said, if you elect me, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to create jobs. I'm going to work with our state and create an environment for growth. And that is what he did. In 2019, the average household saw a $4,400 increase in their income. You had poverty levels at their lowest. He dealt with the Middle East. He dealt with ISIS. He really has put a big effort into Middle East peace. He said, we're going to straighten out these trade deals. He did that. He made a promise. He kept the promise. And this type ad is the type thing that whether it's coming from the left or the right, people don't want to see it.
Yeah, truly, truly despicable. Follow her right now, Marsha Blackburn on Twitter, blackburn.senate.gov. Yesterday evening, 9:15, history changed. However, that event did not go
how shall I say this, in a bipartisan fashion. Your fellow senator from Hawaii did this. Let's show the video for those who missed it. In the middle of the voting, this is Mazie Hirono as the fifth ever female was being voted onto the Supreme Court. Cut five.
Mrs. Shaheen, Mr. Shelby, Ms. Sinema, Ms. Smith, Ms. Stabenow.
She said to the register of the votes, I would like to say hell no, thumbs down. Senator Blackburn, what happened to the Democrats saying they're the party of women, minorities, and the empowerment of women?
Well, you know, it's not this kind of woman that they're for. And I tell you, it is amazing to watch them just really, they could not handle it. They lost it because this is a conservative woman. This is a woman who is pro-life, pro-family, pro-business, pro-religion. She did a beautiful job through the confirmation hearings, never had to refer to a binder, a case, an assistant, anybody. She answered every question that came toward her, and she did it very poised, very gracious, very kind, and she was not submitting to the left. And here is the thing, and you mentioned my book, and I've written about this in my book. The deal is, if you are a woman and want to be recognized by the left as being fully female, then you have to submit to their leftist agenda.
Right.
And Judge Barrett has never submitted to their leftist agenda.
The book is
so
the...
Therefore,
sorry, go ahead.
No, so therefore, they don't see her as being credible. And they want to ridicule her and mock her. She takes her children to church. She is pro-life. She has a husband and believes in the sanctity of life. I mean, you know, the attacks go on and on. They even wanted to investigate the adoptions of her two adopted children.
Despicable, truly despicable. A woman they demanded denounce white supremacy when her two black children adopted from Haiti are right there with her. They have no shame. They have no
shame.
The book is The Mind of a Conservative Woman Seeking the Best for Family and Country. Get it right now. Senator Blackburn, big day tomorrow as well. Who is coming in front of the Commerce Committee of the Senate, Senator?
We have the CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and Google that are coming before us. And we look forward to having them in front of us. We're having a hearing on my legislation. It is the Section 230 Reform Bill, the Online Freedom and Viewpoint Diversity Act. And this is a hearing we've had set now for about a month. Of course, we're going to talk about censorship. We're also going to talk about privacy, and I have no doubt we're going to have one or two questions about Hunter Biden.
Do you think that that immunity that is provided them from the 1990s, that 230, that clause, if we keep the Senate, can they be stripped of that immunity, Senator?
Yes. You don't want to strip the clause. What you do want to do is to reform it. And that is what my legislation does. It makes it available to small businesses, but not to big businesses.
And they would be, and they would become publishers, in effect?
Well, what we do is to define who is a content publisher, content creator, editorializing, so that what you don't do is have people shut down because something is said in their comment section. And so this will help to clean that up, absolutely. And I've said for a long time, if these guys want to be in the news business, go hire a news director.
Yes.
There's a way to solve this.
It's not social media if you're editing, if you are centering, if you are choosing content. We're talking to Senator Marsha Blackburn. Last 60 seconds with you. We have 1 week left for the most consequential election in maybe our civilization's history. What's your message to the people of Tennessee and to all Americans who love this country?
Oh, Seb, everybody needs to go vote. They need to think about the policies that President Trump has brought forward. They need to think about what Joe Biden says he will do, which is expanding the Supreme Court, taking health care, health insurance away from 153 million Americans and 57 million Medicare enrollees, and putting everybody into a Medicaid plan. That's his health plan. He's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. The list goes on and on. Think about your kids and their future.
I've lived it in the UK. Nationalized healthcare is a disaster. Follow this lady, Marsha Blackburn, on Twitter and take heed. Do what she says. Get out and vote and get your friends to vote. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
My brother, what?
Listen,
keep talking
your
about.
Brother predicted your brother predicted a ventilator shortage. He said he needed 40,000 ventilators or people would die. That shortage never materialized.
True.
Because the president engaged the private sector and the government to create the equipment, the PPE, the gowns, the gloves, and the ventilators that we need. And so, listen, Chris, I find it curious. Speaking of your brother, you're going to ask me these self-righteous questions and talk about people taking it seriously. Does this look like a couple of guys who were taking it seriously? You had your brother on for the Cuomo Brothers Comedy Hour, so joking about the size of the Q-tip that you would need for his nose to get a test.
It was funny as hell.
Does this sound like somebody who was taking it very serious?
Ooh, Fredo's not happy. Don't bring out the giant Q-tip photograph. Tim Murdoch, he has really started to get a little bit spicy, and that's not the half of it. And we've asked him to come on the show today. He's going to join us in the second hour, and it gets even better. Fredo got very angry, and we like it when Fredo gets angry. So stay tuned. Amazing, amazing show for you today. We're going to have Bishop Aubrey Symes. We're going to have Laura Trump opening our third hour. Lord Conrad Black, your favorite, and Tim Murtaugh. And then your calls. Let's go to your calls right now. Stanley in L.A. wants to react to the despicable Lincoln Project attack ad. Stanley, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. The reason I'm calling is that this is similar to Russian disinformation. These are not really Republicans. They're really establishment people. I think that's what this is, establishment disinformation.
I like that. You're absolutely right. This is establishment that hates Donald Trump, establishment disinformation targeting the president by people who are really, whether they're getting paid for it, I don't know, but really they're doing the work of our enemy, including Russia.
I was thinking of a term, establishocrats. That's what these people are. They're part of the built-in establishment, and they're trying to keep their power.
Yep, that's absolutely right. This is propaganda from the establishment. The establishment still hates the president. That's why we must win. Thank you, Stanley. Let's go to our buddy Ken in Arizona, line two. Welcome back to America First, Ken.
Hi, Sebastian. I called because I got an email from Ignatius Piazza.
Piazza, yeah, the head of FrontSight, the great gun academy, yeah.
He wanted to inform me about what Biden's plans for guns are. And his plans are is a $200 tax on every semi-automatic you own and a $200 tax on every magazine over 10 rounds.
I need to see that. We'll check out frontsight.com, but stay on the line, Ken. We're going to get your email. We're going to check that out. Absolutely, you know, $200 taxes on semi-automatic weapons. They want your semi-automatic weapons. They want to take them away. Let's go to Ronald in Florida, line five. Welcome, Ronald.
Yes. My request for you is to ask for an appointment of a special prosecutor to see whether Joe Biden is the head of a crime family.
No, I disagree. I disagree, Ronald. I hate special prosecutors. Special prosecutors should be removed from the statutes. There should be no such thing as a special counsel or special prosecutor. They end up being political weapons and they end up being unguided missiles. More often than not, they end up investigating things that had nothing to do with their original... Is that Scaramucci? What is going on? Fox News is having the diminutive little clown, Anthony Scaramucci. Jeff, keep an eye on that. We want to know what that clown says. What a joke.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
Even that doesn't help. Fox News, not good. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn, line three.
Hi.
Hello.
I want to tell you something. Hello. Fredo, that's Fredo Scaramucci, Mooch, whatever. He's an idiot. He's a total idiot. He's Fredo. He's another Fredo. But you know what? I want to tell you something, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
The communist Chinese government, I can tell you right now, they are part and parcel to these riots. Do you remember when they sent 900,000 single counterfeit dollars from China, if they caught it, to the, you know, the riots they did in Portland, whatever, when it was with the George Floyd.
Well, hang on. The counterfeit money was intercepted.
Yes.
But I'm not sure they demonstrated any connection to Antifa. That has yet to be established.
Uh-huh. Well, let me finish. Let me tell you. So I heard this morning, and now it makes sense, that in between these rioters, according to Gordon Chang, they were speaking Mandarin. A lot of them speaking Mandarin, which means the Chinese government sent this and they're part of it. And you know why? Because the Chinese want their bought and paid for puppet Biden. Okay, they want
that. That's absolutely without a doubt that the Beijing communists want Biden in power. I need to see that evidence, the idea that protesters were talking Mandarin. And even if they were, a lot of people in America in certain areas speak Mandarin dialects. Doesn't mean they're agent provocateurs working for the CCP of Beijing. But we will dig into it, Judy. Fascinating stuff. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls, more guests here in a moment. Broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, laughing at Anthony the Mooch the Clown. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works because it attacks the source of the pain, the inflammation. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack by calling 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Go today, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. As the president says, what have you got to lose? Relieffactor.com.
Truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Do you want the good news or do you want the bad news? I've got good news and I've got bad news that directly impacts you and your family. The good news comes from the Alliance Defending Freedom's General Counsel, Kristen Wegener.
I want to congratulate Justice Amy Coney Barrett, the newest member of the Supreme Court. The American people count on our judges to apply laws as written. Justice Barrett expressed a strong commitment to this principle. We're hopeful that she, with other justices, will uphold Americans' fundamental freedoms, free speech, religious freedom, parental rights, and the right to life.
However, despite having a third Supreme Court Associate Justice, the bad news is that despite having confirmed the glorious ACB, we are significantly behind in our goal to fully fund the Alliance Defending Freedom, and there's only 4 days left in our campaign. And I get it. I get it. We are 7 days away from an election. It's hard to concentrate on anything else, but all of these things are connected. So I'm asking you right now, go to our website, sebgorka.com, and help me raise $5,000 this hour. Your support is urgently needed. Make your best gift, $100, $500, even $1,000, whatever you can afford to keep ADF ready to defend you and your religious freedoms should they ever be threatened. The need is urgent. There's only 4 days left, and we want to fund this organization that's protecting Americans who are under assault. Remember, when you help them, you're really helping yourself, because that's their job. Our first freedoms are threatened. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the ADF banner. Let's make this happen now. You can call them if you prefer on 877-412-5888, 877-412-5888. Thank you in advance. Let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, line three, welcome.
Hey, Dr. G. I got a question about, now that we know what Biden's up to, is there any legal way to change our vote?
No, absolutely not. You don't get a mulligan in an election.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Is that a serious call? Wow. Wow. Please, don't be Jason. Don't be the person who buys the lies of the left, votes for the radicals, and then realizes the threat they pose and wants a do-over. There's no do-overs. There's freedom or socialism. Wow, that's shocking. That call, I don't know what to say, except this. Get three of your friends to the polling stations with you. If you live in a municipality that allows it, help them to vote early or harvest their ballots. Help them fill it out and take it to the polling stations. Do it. That's how we win. Look at the president. Every single day he's out there for you. Three Supreme Court justices. Let's get three of our friends to vote who otherwise wouldn't. How's that as a trade? Think of that. Three Supreme Justices to protect your constitutional rights. The least we can do, is to get three of our friends to vote for the president so he has another 4 years and maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe two more Supreme Court justices. Come on, guys, you know he deserves it. You know, he is the last chance. Do it. Three for three. Okay, let's go to Tom in California, line five. Welcome aboard, Tom.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Gorka. You did a public service and a patriotic deed by playing that vile, disgusting ad of these alleged Republicans who are scumbags. Scumbag is far too mild a word. To insult President Trump and to slander him, equating him with a murderous communist devil, is beyond the pale. They're traitors. And the name of their project, if there had one scintilla of honesty, Dr. Gorka, would not be the Lincoln Project. Lincoln was a great man. What a disgrace to Lincoln to do that. The name of the damn project is the Satan Project, and that is no hyperbole.
And to think that this is the left who thinks Che Guevara is cool, and now they're painting the president as Castro. Castro was the regime Obama normalized relations with. Even their internal logic is insane. But you're right, my friend. It is truly, truly satanic. I need to calm down. Don't have time for a nap. But when I do nap, it's going to be one of Mike Lindell's pillows. You know it is. I got my travel pillow, my body pillow.
Do you have it too?
51 million sold. Do it, my friends, right now. Get up to 50% off. Call 800-829-8468. Drop my name for that massive, massive deep discount. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, and have the best sleep of your life. Let's go to Dave in Arizona, line three.
Thanks for taking the call, Dr. G. I appreciate your service, sir.
Don't mention it.
Yeah, so I've been a part of a flag rally every Friday here in North Phoenix, and then we've done a couple car rallies. The one this weekend was 20,000 cars. And that's from DPS. That's not us making up numbers.
Were you there?
I was, absolutely, sir, yeah. So, I host an event with 240 people. We wave flags on the side of the road in Phoenix. There's probably about six spots that we do it.
And what was it? What was it like? Describe the atmosphere with all of those vehicles and the Trump flags.
Well, the energy is electric, but we're also blessed to be happy warriors. It's much different than the people that are stuck in basements. So I have a lot of confidence. I don't want to be overconfident. I'm going to treat it like we're 30 states behind, but I'm driving to Goodyear now to check out the rally because President Trump will be here at 14:30 hours tomorrow to make sure I can get a spot in line.
It's incredible. Thank you for that update. Yeah, look at the big difference. People have fun at our rallies and compare it to Biden one. Quickly, what is the update we have? Eric, can you jump on the mic? What did you hear? What's the latest update on the ground?
For those of you who do polls, as Larry Schweiker would say, Real Clear Politics aggregate of battleground state polls just moved Florida into the Trump column at 0.4% advantage for Trump over Biden.
If it's 0.4%, you know what that really means, right? It means it's up 5 points. Guys, it's happening because of you. Listen to our great callers like Dave. Listen to the latest data from Eric. We can make it happen. You can do it. He's given all of us 3 Supreme Court Associate Justices for him. 3 for free. 3 for 3. Get 3 of your friends, relatives, co-workers to the polls who otherwise would stay home. If you do that, the millions listening to us, watching us on YouTube, it's a cakewalk. And he's president for another 4 years. Do it. Organize it today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it now for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Took Relief Factor morning and night for just 2 weeks. And my pain disappeared, and I'm still pain-free. That's the experience of thousands of Americans across the country. You could be the next one. Don't wait any longer. ReliefFactor.com. Call them 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Like the president says at all his rallies, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
So last week we decided to do a special live interview outside of the radio program exclusively on YouTube with Steve Bannon. Almost 250,000 views in the first hour. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Yes, we're going to do it again tomorrow. 6 days left as of tomorrow, 1 p.m. Tune into our YouTube channel. Steve Bannon, former chief strategist to the president, the man who came in when he was 16 points down to Hillary Clinton and brought a victory for candidate President Trump. But you've got to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First, my photograph with a blue background from Twitter. Subscribe, hit the notifications bell twice because these are record-breaking figures. People want the facts. So follow us on YouTube and check out our second interview with Steve. And we want the facts, and I have been corrected. 7 states, you can change your vote. However, it's pretty theoretical because the deadlines have already been passed. So maybe in theory you could have, but now you can't. So vote correctly the first time. We don't have an option to get it wrong anymore. First time. President Trump, GOP, down ticket all the way and get three others to vote with you. Let's go to Lucas in New York with a very interesting question. Line three.
Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
Good to talk to my friend. So look, big fan of the show, but however, what would you say, to people who may be on the fence people who are traditionally liberals, who obviously they think Biden and the socialist administration coming in will be detrimental to our country.
Yeah.
What do you say to those people who their primary concerns are social welfare programs, specifically for children?
Yeah, so this is a great question. We've been thinking about this, and we're going to do something special later this week, probably on Thursday or Friday, where we're going to do a little bit of live radio theater, where a certain individual in our team is going to pretend to be a left-wing millennial and ask questions about why I should vote for Trump. And I'll give you all the answers. And this is the ammunition you can use in the last few days where up to 25% of Americans make their decision who they're going to vote for. Lucas, right now, I'll say the following. You've got to know who the person is you're talking to and what they care about the most. Do they care most about children? Do they care about social welfare? Do they care about safety? And you've got to couch it in the terms that they're most sensitive to. But if you want to talk about people in general who are voting for the left, the biggest way for us to convince them is law and order. And you say, look at Seattle. Look at Portland. Those are Democrat-held cities and states. That level of violence, of looting, that endangers everyone, not just their children, will be across the country. There's one president who's been endorsed by all the significant police federations, and it is Donald Trump. Even those that endorsed Joe Biden in previous elections refuse to endorse him now. What does that tell you? I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Lord Conrad Black and Lara Trump.